KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, runners today will be trying to qualify for the state cross-country championships in classes 3A and 4A. Those state qualifying meets for the boys and girls set for today. In this area, in Class 3A, the meet will be held in Winterset. Among the teams, Atlantic, ADM, Boone, Clark of Osceola, Creston, Dallas Center Grimes, Gilbert, Glenwood, Greene County, Kemper Catholic, Perry, Seidel, Winterset. Those athletes will all be competing at the Winterset location. There are four other locations in Class 3A as well, including Spencer, Pella, Waverly Shellrock, and Monticello. At the Spencer meet, Denison and Harlan will be among the teams that will be participating there. Top three teams and the top 15 runners will advance to state. Also in Class 4A today, there are five locations around the state: Southeast Polk, Pleasant Valley, Dubuque Senior, Marshalltown, and Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln, where AL, TJ, and Lewis Central will all be running. Again, the top three teams and the top 15 runners in the 4A meets will advance. The state meet for 3A and 4A will be set for Friday, October 30th at Fort Dodge. Those qualifiers trying to move on. Now, the final cross-country rankings from the Iowa Association of Track Coaches out yesterday. The individual rankings: Class 4A boys, Ethan Eichhorn of Lewis Central ranked 23rd, Aiden Booten of Thomas Jefferson 28th. In 3A boys, Craig Allen Becker of Atlantic is ranked 8th, just ahead of Trey Gross of Harlan, who's 9th. Andrew Smith of Glenwood rated 20th. In 3A girls, Braylon Baker of Creston is rated 12th. Emma Hughes of Glenwood 16th. And Taylor McCready of Atlantic is ranked 21st. In 2A boys, Cole Dooley of Trainer is 9th, while Baylor Bergwin of Red Oak ranked 11th. In 2A girls, Ella Waddle of Panorama rated 8th. And Mason Hartley of Clarinda 18th. In Class 1A on the boys' side, Jaden Dixon of Earlham is ranked 8th. Zach Dixon of Earlham is 16th, Quentin Dreyer of IKM Manning 17th, Trevin Sewer of ACGC ranked 21st, Toby Bauer of Nottoway Valley 24th, Doug Berg of Nottoway Valley 27th, and Brett McGee of Tri-Center rated 29th. In 1A girls, Peyton Pogge of Tri-Center rated 4th, Courtney Spohr of Logan Magnolia 6th, Lily Dixon of Earlham ranked 9th, Sophia Broers of Nottoway Valley 16th, Riley Sloss of ACGC 20th, Reese Duncan of St. Albert ranked 24th, and Maya Moss of Logan Magnolia rated 30th in that final ranking system of the year. Well, Class 4A regional volleyball action underway last night. Just a few matches here around our area. 4A and 5A matches were held. In the 4A matches last evening in Region 1, it was Denison over Storm Lake in 3. Spencer defeated Lamar's 3-1. In Region 2, Winterset defeated Creston 3 in a row. Lewis Central swept 3 over ADM. Those winners advancing. Well, the Los Angeles Dodgers are 3 wins away from their first World Series title in 32 years. Cody Bellinger and Mookie Betts homered to support Clayton Kershaw as the Dodgers whipped the Tampa Bay Rays 8-3 at Globe Life Park in Arlington, Texas. The Dodgers went up 2-0 on Bellinger's 2-run homer in the fourth before tacking on 4 more runs in the fifth. Bellinger was fit to play after suffering a right shoulder injury while celebrating his tie-breaking homer in the Game 7 of the NLCS 2 nights earlier. Bellinger went deep off of Tyler Glasnow, who struggled with his command. Glasnow was reached for 6 runs on 3 hits and 6 walks in 4 1/3 innings. Kevin Kiermaier's solo blast in the fifth pushed Tampa Bay within a run before Betts scored on a fielder's choice in the bottom half to restore LA's 2-run lead. Will Smith, Chris Taylor, and Kike Hernandez followed with RBI singles. Betts led off the bottom of the sixth with a blast to widen the gap. Justin Turner and Max Muncy added consecutive doubles to give Los Angeles an 8-1 lead. Kershaw limited the Rays to 2 hits and a walk while striking out 8 over 6 innings as Kershaw moves to 3-1 this postseason. Game 2 set for tonight, again in Arlington, Texas. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred says he hopes to keep 2 of this year's innovations, expanded playoffs, and starting extra innings with runners on second base. Manfred also says the 30 teams combined for $3 billion in operating losses due to the pandemic, which caused all 898 regular season games to be played in empty ballparks without fans. After opening day was delayed from March 26th to July 23rd, MLB and the Players Association agreed to expand the number of teams in the playoffs from 10 to 16. Manfred has previously advocated a future expansion of the playoffs to 14 teams. A season like none Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz has experienced is set to open up on Saturday. A 9-game Big Ten sprint begins this Saturday with a visit to Purdue.
The bottom line is, okay, we're playing football, and that's the best thing right now. I think I'm sure it's not unique. I know all the way through this, you know, it's not going to look the same. The crowd won't be the same, home or away. Very, very different experience that way. It's just been an unusual path for everybody. Everybody involved in college football, common denominators. I think we're all excited to get a chance to get on the field and finally compete, and that's the exciting part.
It marks the first time since 1980 the Hawkeyes have opened the season with a Big Ten foe.
That's going to be different for sure. Raises the stakes, and this season is very, very different in the fact that it's 8+1. So 9 straight games of Big Ten opponents and straight sprints. So that's a little bit different for sure.
Well, Farron says the off-again, on-again Big Ten plan has made it difficult to get the team ready.
You know, we still have serious concerns about our conditioning level and have had through this entire time just because of the lack of consistency and, getting the guys. And really, for the most part, I don't think it was until last week where we really felt like we were at a level where we could practice as long and as hard as maybe we would like to. So at least we're able to build up to that point.
Farron says the team and staff will be tested on Friday before they leave for the game, and then will be tested the morning of the game.
No system is 100% perfect that I'm aware of. I think, you know, certainly we're all learning daily and continue to learn daily. But just my brief knowledge of this whole thing, looking across the country, I don't think anybody's got a better system in place right now, including the National Football League, than what we have. It's been the game changer.
Sophomore defensive back Julius Brents says they are excited to finally reach game week.
You can just tell, like, it's finally getting there to, like, that point. And, we don't want to get too excited. You know, we still want to be focused, get ready for Saturday. But, yeah, a lot of guys are definitely looking forward to the game. You know, we had a lot of uncertainty this past offseason, whether we'd be playing or not. So, a lot of guys are definitely looking forward to it.
The challenge for the Iowa defense will be slowing down a Purdue offense that features standout wide receivers Rondale Moore and David Bell. Game time set for 2:30. We'll have that game for you here Saturday on KJAN, starting with the pregame at 12:30. Iowa State coach Matt Campbell doesn't want to put too much emphasis on Saturday's outcome at Oklahoma State, but it's kind of difficult to ignore. The 17th-ranked Cyclones will visit 6th-ranked Cowboys, and the winner we'll take a big step toward the Big 12 championship game.
You know, can we continue to grow and can we continue to get better through the entirety of a season? I think that's still a really big challenge for our program. That's something we've not done here yet. And it's going to take great leadership from our coaches and obviously from our senior leadership to be able to continue to forge forward and get better as the season goes on.
Campbell says it's too early in the season to talk about what's at stake.
You could, in theory, look at it and say almost every team at this point in the season still controls its own destiny. And I think that's what becomes tricky about this time of year. You gotta really take the noise and you gotta throw it away and you gotta just keep working and getting better. And, you know, those are things that you talk about, you know, towards the tail end of the season. And that's where you ultimately want to get to.
Campbell says the experience is a major factor in Oklahoma State's success on defense. The Cowboys are yielding only 9 points a game in their 3-0 starts.
And then on top of it, you put really good talent in terms of athleticism, the ability to run, and, you know, you mix up a scheme that uses their aggressiveness and their skill and their ability to run with it. It's really allowed them to be outstanding so far this year.
And kickoff in the Stillwater set for 2:30 Saturday afternoon. The Mountain West football game between New Mexico and Colorado State has been canceled due to COVID-19. The Lobos were scheduled to play the Rams on Saturday in Fort Collins, Colorado, but there's a prevalence of the virus in the New Mexico county in one of the New Mexico counties, and there's no plan to reschedule that game. Now, Florida's COVID-19 outbreak seems to be contained. The 10th-ranked Gators reported 4 new positives since the middle of last week when they postponed 2 games because of the coronavirus. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.